Let's continue now with our look at the five ballot proposals and one referendum that will be on the ballot in just 8 days. We started out by taking a closer look at Props 2 and 4. You'll find that interview online at michiganradio.org. Just click on the stateside link. For today, we focus on Proposal 1, the Emergency Manager Law Referendum. On Election Day, voters in the state will decide whether to approve Public Act 4, that's the state's Emergency Manager Law. Michigan Radio's Assistant News Director, Sarah Hewlett, has been digging into this really complicated issue, and she joins us now. Sarah, start with the language. Explain to people, because I know it can get so confusing, what does a yes vote mean and what does a no vote mean?
Yeah, I think there is some potential for confusion because you had all these people fighting really hard to get this measure on the ballot. There were lots of court fights. And so you could be forgiven for thinking that, okay, if I'm with these folks who want this law repealed, I'm going to vote yes. Well, no. A yes vote does not repeal the law. What voters are going to be asked is whether they want to approve the law. So a yes vote means we stick with the emergency manager law that we had before it was suspended. Mm-hmm. A no vote takes it off the books.
So, and that is PA 4, Public Act 4, mm-hmm. that we're talking about. And that's the one that really amped up the powers, didn't it?
Yeah, we already had a law on the books mm-hmm. that dealt with cities in financial crisis, but there were complaints that it didn't go far enough and it didn't intervene. It didn't allow for intervention early enough for cities. So it really souped up the powers of these emergency managers mm-hmm. to give them the ability to set aside, importantly, to set aside labor contracts and also to ignore charter provisions. In the city of Pontiac, for example, which is still under state oversight, that was a big deal. There was what was called a minimum manning requirement for the fire department that Lou Schimmel, the emergency manager there, thought really hamstrung his ability to deal with the costs there. The charter said that there had to be a certain number of firemen on all the time. Well, he was able under Public Act 4 to ignore that. And that's something that people are very upset about, you know. City charters, local control is something that people hold very dear here in Michigan. And folks who would like to see this law gone say we need to return to local control and, people, democratically elected people running their cities.
So if PA 4 is repealed and the state goes back to the older Act, PA 72, what will be the consequences and how do you think things would change for citizens in Michigan, especially the folks who live in the affected cities?
Well, first thing is just, do we go back to Public Act 72?
Yes.
That's
okay.
Something that's already being litigated. It is the state's point of view that, you know, we had when Public Act 4 was signed into law, mm-hmm. that suspended that repealed Public Act 72, and that because Public Act 4 is suspended, that sort of reverses the repeal. It's hard to follow, but and there are the Sugar Law Center has filed suit challenging that reading.
Trying to say, no, it's not automatic.
Yeah, you can't just go back to the old law. So,
okay.
So for one thing, that will be litigated. Folks who want to see this law stay on the books say the real danger for municipalities is municipal bankruptcy, mm-hmm. that could be very expensive, could enrich a lot of lawyers, and is really is hard to know what would happen. And they say, you know, that is the most undemocratic thing that you could have happen is
to go back, you know, that a bankruptcy is actually even worse than having an emergency
worse
manager.
Than having an emergency manager who answers to the state treasurer and the governor. You've got a federal judge who, you know, can call the shots.
And it doesn't, no one has, yeah, doesn't have to answer to anyone in that respect.
Absolutely.
We actually saw emergency manager issue hitting the headlines again. You had Alan Park just became the latest to join the club, as it were. So that makes Ecorse, Muskegon Heights, Benton Harbor, Flint, Pontiac, as well as the Detroit and the Highland Park public schools.
Muskegon Heights schools, yeah.
Muskegon mm-hmm, Heights schools. Mm-hmm. So for the people in those communities, what do you find interesting and challenging that will happen for them based on what will happen next week?
So I think one of the things that's going to be interesting is if the law is upheld, you know, is there a wake-up call to some degree for folks in Lansing to modify Public Act 4? You know, mm-hmm. if it stays on the books, have some complaints been heard? And one of the things that I've heard talked about is that there needs to be a better exit strategy for cities, that there needs to be an ability for once you hand back power to the mayor and the city council, that they need to be able to have a better handle on the city's finances. And there needs to be some more training that goes on to allow that handoff to be seamless, and so that these cities don't wind up back under state oversight, which has happened in the past. It's happened with Flint, for example.
So that would be very important. In fact, we had a big roundtable discussion here on Stateside, and that was made very clear by even Lou Schimmel, who is now the emergency manager in Pontiac, that, yeah, there is that issue of how to pass over, hand back the keys to the car.
Yeah, and I think another thing, you know, another complaint about this law is that it doesn't deal with some of the bigger issues that cities are facing. You know, the declining property values, the plummeting property values that cities rely on for their taxes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, minimum sort of service requirements for cities. That is something that's being dealt with a consent agreement with Detroit. Mm-hmm. But in many of these cities and school districts, you know, the complaint is that those larger issues are being ignored.
So it's cut, 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 cut. But at some point, there's no more to cut. And you still have these essential problems.
Absolutely.
In a nutshell, Sarah Hewlett, who is lining up for Proposal 1? Obviously, the governor.
The governor,
would be one.
Yes.
Yes. Who else is in favor?
You know, folks who feel like city municipal finance is something that is difficult for a lot of these elected leaders who are not trained to deal with this kind of stuff to handle. So, you know, the governor for sure, a lot of lawmakers in Lansing, particularly Republican lawmakers. And, you know, on the other side, it's a lot of labor groups are yes. want to see this gone because of the fact that this basically allows emergency managers to set aside those contracts.
Lots of commercials, lots of advertisements, and lots of talking about this issue. So just to recap again, Sarah, let people know what will they be deciding and what will the language of the vote mean when they walk in next week.
When you walk into the voting booth, you'll see the law or a summary of the law, mm-hmm. and it will ask you, should this law be approved? So a yes vote means that the emergency manager law that we've been talking about with those mm-hmm. souped up powers stays on the books. A no vote wipes it off the books.
Sarah Hewlett, Assistant News Director here at Michigan Radio, thanks for enlightening us and for talking with us today.
Thanks, Cynthia.